How are you, champion?
Good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going good. So how's the COVID recovery? Are you back to somewhere near the 100%?
Yeah, mate, I'm back on track. I'm pretty much, you got to do a 7-day return to play. So I'm pretty much up to my last day tomorrow. But unfortunately, I'll miss the game. But yeah, the first couple of days, the lungs were not feeling great. But yeah, got into a bit of a stride today and felt a bit better. So yeah, I'm definitely on the mend.
Now, we've had a text from one of our listeners saying that, about your nickname, and that we need to call you Josh Hollywood Reynolds, apparently. What's going on? What's this? This is a bloke who says, a workmate of his, he reckons his good mates are Josh Reynolds, reckons his nickname with his mates is Josh Hollywood Reynolds. Please explain.
I know exactly who this is too. His name's Rodney Coates, and he's always sort of been into me. When I'm single and, these days you meet people on social media and, you know, it's a bit of a platform and whatnot. But when we used to go on our trips to the States, we used to love saying, you know, it's a level playing field here, mate. No one knows who you are. So he used to call me Hollywood for that every time we went over there. But yeah, he loves to remind me whenever we did go on a trip that was and it wasn't as normal as being in Australia.
You said that very well, Joshy. Yeah. Very well. Well handled.
I had to really think about that.
You got it out perfectly.
How is Freedom Day over there, mate? I suppose you haven't been able to enjoy yourself, but what were some of the scenes like?
What's that? Freedom Day?
Yeah, the lockdown was over.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they were calling it. I thought they were calling that over. They were certainly calling it here in Australia Freedom Day. They weren't calling that Freedom Day over there.
Nah, I was thinking you were talking about Mel Gibson in. it's good, mate. Everything was pretty much open anyway, but a couple of the major players opened up, a couple of the nightclubs, and I think they opened up their doors on Sunday night, midnight, and yeah, they were packed, and you don't have to wear a mask here anymore. People still do, but it's not mandatory, and you can sort of sit inside cafes, and there's no, it's pretty much back to normal. It's still pretty rife, though. Like, it's every second person's got it in hull at the moment, but it's sort of just, I'm living with it. And I don't know, I think, you know, I know you're in lockdown over there and whatnot, but, you know, I think over here they might be on the better side of it. I think there's about 65% vaccinated now, so they're definitely on the way.
Joshy, what about the teams and your team and your coach, Hodjo? How do you deal with it? And is it something like, is it spoken about like you expect, you know, a situation like yourself where a player's going to get the virus or going to miss a few games and you just move on? Or, like, how do you plan for something like this?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, Clarky. And I know Hodjo does his best, obviously, to deal with it with us because It's very different, you know. Obviously, the NRL have gone up to Queensland. They've quarantined. They're in bubbles. You know, they're probably told exactly what they can and can't do. But over here, it's a bit of a grey area because, like we just said, everyone's sort of out and about now and back to normality. But, you know, we've had 7 to 8 cases. And now Hodjo's pretty much said to us, look, boys, I can't tell you it's not to go out and whatnot, but it's maybe just, you know, make some wise decisions about where you go. And it's hard for him because, you know, he can't really tell us not to not go anywhere because there's no bubble or anything. But at the same time, the season's just been so up and down and, you know, you definitely don't want to, we don't want to miss another, you know, any more games. And I suppose then what do you do? Like, you can't really sort of say that to every team. Every team's different. So it is a bit hard, Clarkie, because every week you pretty much, even our next game, you know, we play, the boys play tomorrow, Thursday, then we play next Thursday again, and then we're meant to have a catch-up game on Monday, but apparently St Helens have got a couple of cases now, so I think pretty sure that's going to be off. So it is a bit hard to get ready for the games, mate.
Now, did you see the Lachlan Lewis takedown of Cody Walker? Was that straight out of your book, mate, of agitating? What was going on there?
You know what the funny thing is? I reckon that day, I wasn't actually watching the game, but I got tagged, you know, about 10 times saying, did you learn this from Josh Reynolds back in the day? It's probably the most, I don't even know how to explain it, but I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good fun.
I don't think Cody Walker did, because he was furious, but yeah, it was a weird move, but. What did he say? He told me he gave it to him.
Yeah, yesterday we had Cookie on, Damien Cook, who said, nah, he definitely didn't say that.
And Denny said it on Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
Denny White.
No, I reckon he's just looking after his mate. I reckon he's definitely said it.
He's obviously said something, hasn't he?
Yeah, you've definitely seen him say something, but you know what, Lachie Lewis, he was there when I was there, and he was always a bit of a different character, and I actually liked him, and you know, I'll give him an A-plus for that move. I've probably never tried it, but I probably never will, but good on him.
Yeah, it was something we've never seen before. Something we haven't seen before either, Joshy, was the West Tigers documentary, Wild West. I don't know whether you got a chance to see it at all.
No, I actually haven't, Loz, but one of my aunties actually watched it and said, you know, it was pretty good insight, you know, into the sheds and, you know, into Madge's box and whatnot. And, I might watch it when I get a bit of time, even though old Maggie wasn't a big fan of me, so he might have had to say about me on there. I might actually see what he actually used to say in those meetings, but never used to let me into them.
How would you go, Joshy, though, with the camera in and around training, change room, you know, win a game, lose a game? How would you feel about that personally? Is that something you'd be okay with and you wouldn't notice it, or would it be a distraction for you?
I suppose, Clarky, for me personally, you probably have to either just soak it in and just sort of pretend they're not there, because then I guess you would be yourself. And, you know, like, obviously, you know, I have a passionate side to me, and, you know, sometimes in the heat of the battle, I suppose, coming into the shed, you have some pretty heated conversations with players or with the coach on, you know, whether you need to change something or whether they're not happy with you. But then at the same time, I don't know if it'd feel a bit like you couldn't be yourself, I suppose, because you're like, well, I don't really want everyone knowing, you know, the real me, or you know, like, because sometimes I suppose when you're in the heat of the battle, it's a bit different. You know, like, people probably don't see that side to a lot of players because it does get, you know, fairly heated. But I suppose for the fan side of things, they probably love it, and you know, getting an insight into what happens in the coach's box and you know, all the things around training. So it's good for them.
Now, the six again rule, Josh, you've probably seen with all the footy in the last couple of weeks that it's been driving us all nuts here, and with the referees, we think are overblowing them. Now, you know, with coaches and what goes on behind the scenes, would coaches instruct to give them a way to help re-establish the defensive line?
Yeah, definitely. I know. It's not as bad over here, the six agains, I don't think. But when I watched the NRL, especially that Origin game, like, those six agains, they totally changed the game, didn't it? Like, it was so fast, and you could just tell, you know, they were doing their best to slow it down, but sometimes you just can't. They just get on such a roll, and they just keep going and going. But, yeah, to answer your question, coaches definitely would, because you can't, when they're on a roll that much, and I suppose you want to tighten up, you do say, you know, give one, especially when you're on the try line, because, you know, for an attacking team, well, some attacking teams, it's the hardest place to attack. So, yeah, you do game plan, you know, a bit of that. And then, you know, especially when, you know, they say that the layup play, the play before the big play, and you sort of definitely want to be winning that one. So the attack can't be on the front foot. So, you know, I know we have spoken about it in the past, and I'm sure, you know, a few teams do as well.
Yeah, and it's easiest place to defend, isn't it, Josh, when you don't have to keep running back that 10 metres. You just run back to the try line. So you just push forward off the line. You've got more energy there than what you have, say, you know, 30, 40 metres up the field.
Yeah, I agree with you, Loz, too. And I think, you know, the guys that make the reads on the edges, the centres and the wingers, the good ones obviously make a lot of right reads on the try line, I feel. You know, you got to go. I remember defending next to Josh Morris, and, you know, he was nearly, you know, jamming or coming up and in every time on the try line. And he'd get him nearly every time. So for when defending next to someone like that, and when you take out the grey area of, you know, when you're 20, 30 out, sometimes, you know, do you jam, do you not jam? And I suppose that puts it to bed when you're on the try line.
Mate, well, sounds like you're far better than you were a week ago. Mate, great to talk to you as always. Look after yourself, and hopefully we'll see you back on the park very soon.
Thanks, boys. Take it easy.